just what you do. As long as it's with me.
Oh, magic eight ball if I'd ever be happy in it. Neither said absolutely or unlikely. It said, oh, I don't know. Hovered in the air on the corner. Am I losing hope? I think by asking that I'm already warmer.
Folks, and welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Magic 8 Ball. That was a collaboration between Cave Town and Frankie Cosmos. That was also a brand spanker. Before that, we heard Lilies with Kestrels and Weird Nightmare. Kestrels is such a good name for a band.
Yeah, it is.
They're Canadian. They're pretty cool. And at the top, we heard Born Ruffians, Little Garçon.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly right.
just to yourself, anything you're saying, you're like,
I hoped you would have a little bit more to add than, but
well, you just listed song names. What do you want me to say? That no, actually, you didn't play those ones. You played a different one.
I would not want you to ever correct me on this show. Okay, so no, I wouldn't want that to happen.
Okay, so you read those so well, Dean. I'm actually so proud of you. Like the intonation you use, perfect. All your pronunciation, amazing. Good job. And I like all the songs. Amazing. How's that?
Okay, folks. Up next, we're going to hear Panda Bear and Cindy Lee. Can you believe Cindy Lee is on a Panda Bear track? I listened to this song. I was like, oh, a new Panda Bear. Okay, I'll listen to it. I'm making the show. I got to see if it's good.
Okay, don't know who Panda Bear is, sadly, for me. Cindy Lee, I know that it's like that one album that you were hyped up about last year.
It came out this year.
Your sentence to me was like, oh my God, you know, like, can you believe like Muffin is on like a Salt Lamp track? And I'm like, wow, that's cool.
Okay. Well,
is it cool though? Who's Panda Bear?
He does like a lot of like electronic-y indie stuff. I've never liked a single Panda Bear song. And then I heard this one and I was like, man, the guitar on this is like so good. I really like this song. And I was like, oh, it's Cindy Lee. I get it.
Oh, he's a co-founding member of Animal Collective.
Okay.
Gotcha.
See, that's who Panda Bear is. One of the animals is a Panda Bear, I guess.
That's cute.
But anyway, folks, it's Panda Bear. It's Cindy Lee. Track's called Defense. Here we go. ¶¶
Thank you.
Folks, hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard All Believe in Anything by Wolf Parade. Before that, we heard Mount Joy, She Wants to Go Dancing. That's a new track. And right at the top, Panda Bear, Cindy Lee, teaming up for Defense.
Good job, Dean. You read it perfectly.
This is so patronizing. This really feels so much worse.
Yeah.
And
so be happy with my yas. Thanks. Well, sorry, you wanted to complain about ticket prices?
Yes, I did. So Robert Smith, from his villa in France, gave like a 2-hour interview in preparation. Like, they've got an album coming out and they're touring and whatnot. And this was like a few months ago, but he like went after Ticketmaster because he, quote, was sickened when he saw that the added fees on the tickets were higher than the face value of the tickets that he was selling them for.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Wow.
So that he got them like 7,000 tickets canceled and got Ticketmaster to actually give people money back.
Wow.
Because he raised such a stink.
That's amazing.
But yeah, he talked to the Times, gave this whole long interview about how he's just horrified at the state of modern ticketing. I thought we didn't need to make all this money. My fights with the label have all been about how we can price things lower. The only reason you charge more for gigs is if you were worried that it was the last time you would be able to sell a t-shirt. And he goes off on a lot of stuff, but there was this one quote that really stuck with me. Speaking about, he's talking about dynamic ticket pricing.
Yeah, that's so evil.
Yeah, it's completely
because also
evil.
Like, how is it dynamic? Like, everyone logs in at the same time for popular events, so like they're always going to be high demand. You know,
I guess if someone gets canceled, then the tickets will plummet. But that's never going to happen.
Or like if it really is too big of a venue and it's not selling, the price goes down.
I just I imagine like dynamic pricing at like the CVS. And you walk in and, like, you're, like, trying not to clutch your stomach because you have, like, really, really bad diarrhea. And then,
and the pharmacist clocks you immediately.
Well, no, it's not the pharmacist. They've got cameras everywhere. Oh, and they clock that, like, they see you wince and, like, sort of clutch yourself. And then, like, the price of the diarrhea medicine goes up to $50 a bottle or something.
God, yeah.
So that's what they're doing with concert tickets.
But I just feel like they hire tour managers specifically so that they book venues that they know they're going to sell out. Accommodates a lot of people, like as many people as they could get. So I just like dynamic pricing. It's like, hopefully the concert is always going to be popular, but that unfortunately with dynamic pricing means that it's always going to like shoot up in price. It's just ridiculous.
Yeah. Dynamic pricing will never make a price slower. It will never do that.
I guess. Yeah. Like, We unfortunately for Vampire Weekend, when we were buying tickets, like people were reselling them lower than they bought them for, which was actually crazy. So I guess like maybe it does go the other way if they want to just like get rid of a bunch.
But it's like the same way, like when something's on sale and they just sell it for what they like would normally like make a normal profit on instead of a crazy profit on. It's the exact same thing.
But and I don't know if this is like obviously it's the fault of both like scammers and Ticketmaster and altogether and everything. But
there's always going to be scalpers.
Yeah.
Like that's never going away.
But I just like, they should like cap how much like people can resell them for, because I'm looking like to try and go to Foster the People. They're in Toronto in February, and I literally just can't go because the verified resale tickets are $426.80.
To see, I'm sorry, a mid band. Okay. At best.
Well, they meant a lot to me when I was
12, their first couple records are good, but like since then, folks.
Yeah, like that's actually shocking to me. Like $426 is absurd. Like that's so expensive.
No.
Like who would pay that? Apparently people, but
yeah, it's horrifying.
I don't know.
But anyway, I'll leave you with this Smith quote. Quote, "It was easy to set ticket prices, but you need to be pig-headed. We didn't allow dynamic pricing because it's a scam, and that would disappear if every artist said, 'I don't want that.' But most artists hide behind management. 'Oh, we didn't know,' they say. They all know. If they said they do not, they're either effing stupid or lying. It's just driven by greed."
Mm.
So that's pretty good. I said I would leave you with that. There's actually one more thing. We heard Wolf Parade. I just have to mention that the Black Keys are doing a big crypto benefit concert in their hometown.
What?
And Dan Beckner of Wolf Parade retweeted them, calling them effing losers, which made me laugh.
Oh my gosh.
But anyway, folks, here's new The Cure. It's called A Fragile Thing. Here we go.
Thank you. Go check.
Folks, hello, welcome back to your Indie Wake Up Call here on CFRC 101.9 FM. We just heard Love Songs by Claro. Before that, we heard Gondola, I Thought I Saw You at the Show, and right at the top, we heard A Fragile Thing by The Cure. It is now time for your Ice Panasad Radio Minute. This is the part of the show where we talk about a Mountain Goat song for longer than the Mountain Goat song runs. And folks, in 2008, the Mountain Goats were supposed to go to Australia for a tour. It was canceled. Why is lost to time, or at least to me. But to make up for this, John Darnell went to the Mountain Goats forums back when, you remember when there were forums for things? In 2008, and he posted some songs and demos to make up for the fact that they didn't go to Australia. One of those was Acceptable Damages Sutra. We've talked about Brisbane Hotel Sutra before. A sutra, of course, is a Hindu religious text, or at least a kind of holy text in Hinduism is called a sutra. And this is the Acceptable Damages Sutra. Our narrator is coming to terms with just how terrible his life is, how there is no silver lining, there is no sun breaking beyond yonder clouds. He says, quote, "But as it turns out, nothing ever really changes here." And just sort of, as he says later, leans into the wind, into the, you know, the hurricane, the just horrible trials and tribulations. He just is putting himself headfirst into them. Maximum respect. I like the shame coda at the end here. It's very Game of Thrones season 6. This is just a fun, raucous little song. The only thing that we have from JD talking about it is this little quote here. "Gotta be honest, don't remember much about this. I think the guitar we're hearing is my 79 Les Paul, which puts this no earlier than January 03, I think." But yeah, folks, it's a cute little ditty. It's called Acceptable Damages Sutra by the Mountain Goats.
Some high hopes for the coming year, but as it turns out, nothing ever really changes here. And when I've had about as much as I can take, when I feel myself just about to break, you know. Some habits are hard to break, and some aren't really habits anymore. And when the full force of the hurricane nearly knocks me on the floor, I lean into the wind. And like an infant, I reach out for your hand. Fool me once, you know.
Shame, shame. Getting hard to write, getting hard to get down to it. So many things I wanna say. Stay up all night, gotta get them out of my head. Gotta say it the right way. Words don't come like they did when I was young, and I don't know why this well's running dry. Here we go, gotta keep on pushing, heading into the second verse. And I know whatever I am saying is always gonna end up sounding worse. In the morning I am better, in the morning I am better, when I've slept all night. And in the morning I am better, in the morning I am better, when I've slept all night. Words don't come like they did when I was young, and I don't know.
Folks, thank you so much for hanging out with us this lovely Tuesday morning. We just heard Wells Runnin' Dry, new Tim Heidecker, Slippin' Away is the album, check it out. Before that, we heard Ducks Limited, Grim Symmetry is the new single. And at the top, we heard Acceptable Damages Sutra by the Mountain Goats. Gonna leave you with the Sugar Cubes, Birthday, great track. And then The Vow, Shannon and the Clams.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Outside. CFRC's annual funding drive campaign is now underway through December 31st. Help us raise $25,000 to support our local arts and artists and keep our community informed with local news, concerts, and events listings on air and on our website. Visit CFRC.ca today and make your gift to Kingston's longest-running broadcaster serving our community since 1922. Get a tax receipt via Queen's University or get sweet CFRC swag and enter to win our weekly raffle draws featuring gifts from amazing local donors. For every $5 donated, you get one more chance to win. Thank you for your support.
What's for lunch today?
Alphabet soup.